Hello, everyone. From the CNN Center here in Atlanta, I'm Catherine Calloway, and here's a look at what's happening now in the news. There have been two new pirate attacks. Somali pirates are holding a Lebanese cargo ship in the Gulf of Aden. A NATO spokesman says the ship was attacked by three or four speedboats. And in a rare overnight attack, Somali pirates hijacked the Greek-owned freighter MV Irene. That ship carries nearly two dozen Filipino crew members. The Obama administration is loosening the rules to let Cuban Americans travel to see relatives in Cuba more often, and they can also send them more money. This is the first significant change in U.S. policy toward Cuba in almost 50 years. Former Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich is due in court. He may enter a plea on racketeering and fraud charges. He's accused of trying to sell President Obama's former Senate seat. Democratic Senate candidate Al Franken has a message for his rival Norm Coleman. Give it up. Yesterday, judges ruled against Coleman in the Minnesota Senate race. He's disputing Franken's 312-vote victory. But Coleman has 10 days to appeal to the state Supreme Court. And after that, he could appeal to the federal level. Last night, Franken said the win is his. And music producer Phil Spector found guilty of second-degree murder in the shooting death of actress Lana Clarkson. Spector had no obvious reaction to the conviction yesterday in L.A. His first trial ended with a deadlocked jury in 2007. The second jury deliberated 30 hours before reaching a verdict. Stick with CNN.com 24/7 for news from around the world, and we will have updates for you right here throughout the day.